Next speaker is Stephen Ryder, who's a second semester pure and applied science student in the engineering, math, and science major. Stephen?
All right, good morning, everyone. I'll try not to make this speech too painful, so just sit back and relax. When I first registered for the science major in math physics program, I wasn't really certain to what extent this program would help me to better prepare for a university program in engineering, such as those offered by McGill and Concordia. But after only a few weeks of experiencing the sciences through this majors program at Vanier, I soon realized that I had made the right choice. And even until today, do I still consider myself very privileged to be taking part in such a rewarding program. I'm sure by now all of you are thinking, all right, big shot, what's up with you, you know, your special little program? Well, I'll tell you. As you may have already guessed, you students who have entered into this program will not be constructing a new engine for the distraught Kimi Räikkönen after this morning's Grand Prix, after his engine burst into flames. Nor will you be constructing the blueprints for the implosion of your high schools, even though I'm sure you've all thought of that at one point in your educational careers. What you will be exposed to, though, are computers. Don't cower in fear yet, though, because I'm sure that after your first semester at Vanier College in the science major, you'll become quite acquainted with our technologically advanced friends. The main software used on these computers is called MATLAB, or Matrix Laboratory, which I think is a great tool with which to expand certain concepts taught in both mathematics and physics. Okay, I'll admit to you, it is a challenge at first, especially for those of you who have not worked with programming languages before, but really, it is a lot of fun. I'm not a computer geek or anything, I promise you, but I have a blast working on it. This program can be accessed from many of the computers around the college, such as those upstairs on the fifth floor of the library, or the Math, Science, and International Baccalaureate Resource Center. Of course, the computers are the only people that you'll become companions with. All the students in the engineering major stick with each other in all the courses bolded in the program outline. It is very difficult not to make new friends. So even if you're a little bit nervous, as I am right now, or as you may be when entering into CGEP, there's nothing to worry about, because the teachers in the majors program are really dedicated to providing for you a smoother integration into college life. I consider myself very privileged to be taught by such dedicated teachers who not only interest me in material that needs to be covered, but also material or applications of the sciences in the scientific community. Some teachers will even go to the extent of teaching you mathematical concepts with food. This program is great because it encourages you to take part in various scientific activities around the school, such as the Canadian mathematics competitions, as well as the robotics club and the math club. For example, last semester I took part in the Canadian Open Mathematics competition, and I have to tell you, I had a blast doing it. It was a lot of fun. And math is supposed to be fun. And if you don't think so yet, then I'm sure the teachers in the majors program will surely convince you otherwise. So to conclude, I urge you, if you have the urge to join an educational club, or for your own interest, to pick up a book on the physics behind rock music upstairs in the library, I tell you, do it. Because as the great rock band AC/DC once said, for those about to learn to rock, we salute you. And here at Vanier College, we salute you, students of science 2004.